Warehouse capacity. Sizing a warehouse facility depends on defining the activities that must be performed there and the required throughput and storage. In a network, individual facility size can be driven by various factors, such as the size of adjacent markets, the segment served, and the use of facilities as backups for other facilities. In supply chain logistics management, Bowersox et al. Recommend adding 10% to those estimates of need to allow for the flexibility to adapt to increased volumes and changes in product and to take advantage of opportunities as they arise. Others caution, however, that warehouses are often overbuilt, and this excess capacity increases inventory holding costs, cutting into profit margins. A warehouse facility's size is measured more accurately in cubic capacity, cubic meters or feet, than in square meters or feet, since height can greatly affect the amount of storage space in a facility. However, after this is factored in, the cubic capacity is then expressed in terms of the number of pallet bays, or other potential usage capacity, plus its footprint in square meters or feet. Take the example of a 400 by 90 meter facility. The warehouse has 36,000 square meters. Next, deduct the square meters or feet that will be required for anything other than actual storage. Office space, bathrooms, break rooms, loading areas, staging areas, and so on. The net usable space will be the available capacity less the square meters or feet devoted to these spaces if a mezzanine will be used. Any space below these areas usable for storage would need to be factored in, but this is not included in this example. Assume that this is 9,000 square meters, so 36,000 square meters minus 9,000 square meters equals 27,000 square meters available for storage capacity. If the facility's 9-meter ceiling is added to the calculation, the result reflects capacity. In this case, the warehouse's gross capacity is 243,000 cubic meters. Not all of that height will be usable for storage. For example, lighting and sprinkler systems may extend downward from the ceiling using 1.5 meters of vertical space. The facility has available capacity of 27,000 square meters, at 7.5 meters equals 202,500 cubic meters. Given this estimate of cubic capacity for storage space, designers can then translate this into a number of storage slots, such as the number of pallet bays that would be available or some other unit of storage, as is discussed more elsewhere. The estimate would also list the square meters or feet for land/facility acquisition purposes. Increasing capacity. Capacity can be increased by building up to add cubic volume and or by building out to expand the facility footprint. Both the average size and average height of warehouses have been increasing over the years. The average height in 2020 was close to 14 meters per data reported in Warehouse Management by Richards. Some experts believe that increasing the height of a structure is more economically feasible than simply making the warehouse's footprint larger. More cubic space is gained for less investment in materials and land, which can be a very limited resource in urban settings, and travel and handling times will be less than in a horizontally oriented warehouse. However, taller structures can be more expensive to engineer in certain building conditions. For example, the floor slab will need to be engineered to support the taller racking and its heavier contents. They will also require more specialized and expensive equipment to handle products. In addition, if land is relatively inexpensive, it may be more economical to build out.